Well, God does that today, doesn't he? In Zimbabwe, one of the missionaries left home one day. The little child was left at home. Three soldiers came to the door with their rifles, and the little girl said to them this, "Mama said you would not hurt us, that God would protect us." They were taken back, and those soldiers left the home and went away. Several weeks later, the same soldiers came back to the home, and when they came back, the little girl repeated the same phrase, "Mama said that you would not hurt us, that God would protect us." And the soldiers said, "That's the reason we've come back." He says, "We've come back, I have personally, to invite you to come and attend my baptism. Because since you made that statement to me, I have searched for God and found him, and I'm going to be baptized, and I would like to invite the missionary family to come to the baptismal service." And so the cloud was a protection between the enemies. Fourthly, the cloud was a personal evidence of God's presence, that God was visibly there, protecting them each step of the way. And then, the next thing, the cloud was the source of light. It was fire by night. There was no light apart from the cloud. And the light penetrated all the darkness. It was as John said, "I am the light of the world. Ye that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Wasn't that wonderful that they walked in the light? Now, in conclusion, I want to say three or four things to you that I hope you will remember. First of all, if you follow the cloud, you will be where God wants you to be. Israel following the cloud was exactly where God ordered and wanted them to be. That cloud will lead you. The Lord Jesus Christ is the cloud that leads us. Secondly, you follow that cloud and you will be making the progress God wants you to make in life. You see, the cloud controlled the progress of the whole nation. And sometimes in church we get an idea we can run things or move things, or it might need to move rapidly or so forth. But when we get under the cloud, we will move in the right proportion as God wants us to move day by day. Thirdly, they were always able to hold together in fellowship and unity around the cloud. It held them together in fellowship. When they were under the cloud, they were close together in unity. Think now if one little family said, "We don't think the cloud's going to suit us. We'll get off here and go to another little town." Why, that would be futile for them to do. They would be out of fellowship with the cloud. And fourthly, they were assured of God's presence as long as they were under the cloud. And fifthly, while they were under the cloud, they were headed toward what? The promised land. And under the Lord Jesus Christ's leadership, we are headed toward heaven. Dr. Ford told about an English family, fine family. One of the boys at age 10 became blind. And finally, in the process of time, a young girl wanted to marry him as he reached manhood. And so, just a few days before the wedding, a famous surgeon said, "I believe I can help this boy." And so he operated. And on the day of the ceremony that he was to take place, the doctor removed the bandages, and for the first time, the young man was able to see the girl. A wonderful, wonderful girl who had dedicated herself to a blind husband to be. And he took her in his arms and said, at last, I can see you. When we get under the cloud that leads us, Jesus Christ, oh, my friends, we may go through the wilderness sometimes. They were without water once in a while, without food. They had some hardships, to be sure, as they went through this wilderness journey. But they knew they were headed toward the promised land. Oh, we need to remember that under his guidance, we come to the place, the city, where there be no grief, no graves, no burials, no coffins. The poet says, somewhere beyond all mountains, vales are greener. Somewhere beyond all sunsets, dawns are bright. Somewhere beyond all winters, life is springing. Somewhere beyond all striving, there is peace. Do you need a guide for your life? Remember, the cloud guided Israel for 40 years, was a shield, and brought them to the land of promise. And then the last thing I want to say to you is this. Under the cloud and the guidance of the cloud, they were given rest. Do you get tired sometimes? I know you do. Tired of schoolwork, tired of exams and tests, tired of taxes. Oh, we get tired of so many things in this world, tired of bills. But listen, when they followed the cloud, the remarkable thing was, when the cloud stood still, they rested. That was the order. And under Jesus Christ, he promises to give us rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He shall dwell with them. And unto him may be glory forever and forever. Are you under the cloud? Let us pray. morning, there may be someone here today who needs to come to Jesus for guidance and for light. Maybe you have been trying to manage your own life, following your own guide, and saying, I'm wise enough to lead my own life. But today you feel that you need God's help and you'd like to get under the cloud, Jesus Christ, and let Him become your guide. Maybe you're not a Christian today. You need to come and follow Him and let Him lead you. Maybe you are a Christian today, but you have gotten away from the cloud, and you've gotten off on your own tangent, and you've tried to follow your own will and your own leading, and you've gotten into trouble, and you need to come back somehow and get in fellowship with Him and get under His leadership. Or maybe you're here today and your church membership is somewhere else and you'd like to make this your church home. And you'd like to come and unite your life with ours here. And say, yes, I'd like to be a part of this fellowship, of this church, and serve God to the best of my ability as He so leads me. Whatever your decision may be, I'm going to be praying that you will make it. I'm going to ask the youth choir to sing, Where He Leads Me, I'll Follow and I'll Go. And I'm going to ask us to bow our heads in prayer, and I'm going to ask you who have a decision to make just to quickly get up out of your pew and make your way very quickly to the front and take your place on the front pew and tell God what's in your heart. It will not take you long to decide. If you want to be under the cloud, the leadership of Jesus Christ, then you'll be able to make that very quickly, very swiftly, as the Holy Spirit prompts you. I'm sure you will, out of the balcony on the lower floor, wherever you are, some man, some woman, some boy, some girl, let Him lead you. Just say, Guide me, O Thou great Jehovah, this morning. I pray that you will do it.
I'm this next stanza. Maybe there is someone else here this morning who would like to come and put your whole life under the cloud, Jesus Christ, and let him guide you. Maybe by transfer of letter or in any way we receive members. But if you have never given your life to Jesus Christ, you see, Egypt is a type of the world, a type of sin, a type of ungodliness. And when they got under the cloud, they were led then of God. No longer were they directed by Pharaoh, the evil, Satan, and sin. But that was all changed, and they followed under his leadership. So maybe there is someone here today who feels very definitely, I need to change the direction of my life and get under the cloud and let Christ lead me. While they sing this next stanza, would you respond very quickly? Very quickly. Here this morning, I'd like to present to you Ann Davis Christensen of 1217 Park Avenue, who comes to us from the Presbyterian Church, but formerly a member of the Baptist Church. And Ann, it's such a joy to have you come back and become a member with us here. For so many years associated with your good folks back. And all who will joyfully welcome her will please respond by saying aye.
Aye.
And Anne, it's a joy for us to welcome you. And I'm sure that after the service today that you wouldn't mind staying here and shaking hands with some of these good people. They'll not tire you too much, I don't think. But it'll be nice for you to come and let her know how much you are overjoyed at her decision and having her. And may God bless you, Anne, and your family richly. Well, I do not have any birthdays today that have come to me. But we are going to come and celebrate something that's really wonderful now. I'm going to ask the deacons to come, if they will. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. And now he sat down with the 12, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and gave it to his disciples. Our Father, we give thanks for this moment today. We thank thee, our Lord, for the bread of life, for Jesus. We thank thee, our Father, for the one who has come to unite her life with ours here in our church and fellowship. We pray that thou would strengthen her in every way that she needs strength, and we pray that you would guide and direct in all the future. Now lead us as we come to this memorial supper to be able once again to remember the great fact Jesus loved us, gave himself for us, and died for us, for our sins. Amen. Jesus said, "This is my body which was broken for you. Take, eat, all of it." And on the same night, taking the cup, he gave thanks. Our Father and our Lord, how indeed grateful we are to thee this morning. When we think what we might have been had it not been for thy great love, and thy sacrifice, and for what Jesus has meant to us, How extremely fortunate we are, beyond our words of appreciation, to express gratitude for the love we have in our hearts for each other and for Thee. So bless us as we come now to the cup. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus said, this is the blood that was shed for the New Testament for the remission of sins. Drink ye all of it. And on the same night after the supper, they sung a hymn and went out. Wonderful. God bless you, Ms. Flora, with many, many more. And bless your family and all the rest of you together. Now I'm going to head for Raleigh. Let's stand and have the benediction.